of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. And like I did on a program earlier this week, I want to remind you, Mother's Day is sneaking up this weekend. And so May the 11th, that's Mother's Day. So consider this your little pastoral reminder. You know, I have had an office manager who served with me for 24 years, almost 24 years. And she was one of the things that she did that made her just so incredibly awesome at her job. She's awesome in person as well. But she always kept me reminded of birthdays that were coming up, anniversaries that were coming up, appointments that I might have. Things that I needed to do that only I could do, that needed to be done by a certain time frame. And so I want to kind of bring that same type of public service announcement to you. Mother's Day is coming up. Make sure that you honor the women in your life as the gifts from God that they are. And so there you go. That's coming up this week. Go ahead and start preparing now. Fight the crowds. Beat the crowds. Make sure that you treat the women in your life with honor. So I want to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete. Their phone number is 321-536-5804. The Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. And these people are really, really good at the things that they do. They've got decades and decades of successful projects that they have worked on. They know the ins and outs of the industry. They know the tools. They have the tools. They have the supplies. They know the dimensions, the codes, the times, the when you need to have concrete delivered, who to have the concrete delivered. They've got all of the expertise. They've got the experience. And when it comes time to do the work, they are not like some of those people who just disappear. They come in, they get to work, they get it done, they get cleaned up, they get it finished off right, and then they say, okay, we're going to get out of your way. And, you know, whenever you're dealing with concrete, there is a certain amount of curing that has to take place, and you know, they know how long that takes and how to make that process successful. And then once that's done, they're like, congratulations, you are ready for the next stage of your project. So between expertise, decades of good experience, as well as a great work ethic, Jits Concrete may be the people you're looking for to get your next project off to a solid foundation. 321-536-5804 is how you could get in touch with them. So today we're going back to Ephesians chapter 1, where there's three different sections of scripture in the book of Ephesians that we are going to go through and talk about different aspects of prayer. It is very, very important that every child of God know how to pray. Every one of us needs to pray effective, fervent, righteous prayers from a righteous life. And so you might say, well, what are we going to talk about? And that's why I'm going through this list from Ephesians chapter 1, we're dealing with verses 15 through 23, but if you just wanted to follow along in the radio program, I'm going to be going through these sections and saying, these are some things that you can pray about. And you would find that if you were just going down the checklist, that you're going to be talking to God for a while. That's not a bad thing. That's not punishment. It's a privilege. It is coming boldly before the throne of grace to find help in our time of need. And, I don't remember where I read this story, heard this story, saw this story, but it was about two people, and they were in a public place. So this was not like a private place where it could get sinful or creepy or something. But they were in a public place, and they started talking. I don't know what the conversation started about. I don't remember the details. I really don't. I don't remember if this was a business type thing or what it was. Could have been technical. Could have been just two people meeting for the first time. It seems to me like I remember it was not an intentional conversation, but just these two people, they started talking, and the next thing they knew, they had spent the night talking with one another, and they looked up, and it's like, oh, wow, the sun's coming up. Do you know that when Jesus talked, the people that he ministered to, one translation describes it that they were hanging on every word that he said. They had given him their fullest attention. And prayer is not a monologue on our part, but it's a conversation that we have with God. And if it's a natural relationship, it's a natural conversation, it could go on for a long, long time. One of the most dangerous stages that you could ever get to in a relationship is if you get to the stage where you stop communicating with one another, whether it is because you're too busy, or you are upset, you hit a bump in the road, you start giving the silent treatment, whatever. That can be very dangerous, and it's a very dangerous place for a Christian to be if we ever stop praying. So we've talked about praying for new believers. We have talked about praying for testimonies of those believers to have faith in the Lord Jesus, as well as praying for them to be practitioners of love for all the saints. And then in verse number 16, Paul writes this, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So what I want to talk about prayer right now, and we will talk in greater detail about a very similar topic after we get done talking about prayer, is giving thanks. Paul writes here, I do not cease to give thanks for you. A lot of times, we can be thankful for things. I want to point you back to this scripture, because here, Paul is not thankful for things. He's thankful for people. So let me pose this question to you today. Who in your life do you have that you could spend some time with God in communication and say, God, I want to thank you for them. Now, here's what the first temptation is going to be. And there's nothing wrong with this. I think you should do this. But I don't think it should be limited to this. The first place that you're going to go to, more than likely, is you're going to go to family. So I am very thankful for my wife. Top of the list, thankful for relationships. I'm thankful for my wife. I am thankful for my kids. I'm thankful that they all know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I'm thankful that they have families of their own. I'm thankful for their families. I'm thankful for my grandchildren. I'm thankful that my family includes people that I would have never dreamed that that was ever going to be part of our family story, but I see God doing a great work in those families. I'm thankful for my heritage, my parents, one of which is still alive, my wife's parents, one of which is still alive. I'm thankful for my grandparents, other family members. And so as we go through, I'm thankful for my siblings and the fact that they know Jesus. They're actively serving Jesus. He is not just a figurehead, but he is the focal point of their life. I am thankful for those people. And so Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, and he's not just thankful for the church, he is thankful for the people in the church. In fact, just about every, let me just rephrase that. In a lot of Paul's letters, a lot of the letters in the New Testament, there are numerous individuals that are named. Paul writes the book of Philemon, and he starts naming people. He knows their circumstances, knows their backgrounds, knows what God's redeemed them of, and knows what, you know, he would like for a person to do in a situation. So whenever we are giving thanks, we should give thanks for the people in our life. God makes sure that we have people around us who are going to be blessings. And that doesn't mean that they're perfect. The same way that you're a blessing from God to their life, but you're not perfect and I'm not perfect. I happen to be missing the 2/3 of my right ring finger. And so every once in a while, whenever I'm preaching about how short a period of time it takes for me to acknowledge that I'm not perfect, I'll just hold up my finger or my hand and I'll say, all I got to do is look in the mirror and realize that I'm not perfect, that I'm not Jesus. I was telling this story one time about there were a group of people, they were following this guy who claimed to be Jesus, and yet his life, his testimony was a mess. And it's like, how deceived do you have to be to follow someone who is clearly and demonstrably flawed in character, in physical appearance? See, Jesus was examined intellectually, he was examined spiritually, he was examined physically. Part of that scourging process that left him so exposed showed that there were no flaws inside of him. You know, I had a medical procedure done with anesthesia local anesthesia, and it still hurt. And when it happened, I said, ouch. And I said, and that's just more proof that I'm not Jesus, because he went through all of his pain and suffering without making a sound. And I can't even go through a numbed process without letting you know about the discomfort that I experienced there. As you're praying, start giving thanks to God. Now, here's the human side of it. The spiritual side, we're admonished to pray and give thanks for people, where our carnal nature wants to murmur and complain and bemoan about the people in our life. So what we end up doing is focusing on their flaws more than their blessings, more than what they are, what a benefit they are into our life. There's an old principle that I heard. I think I read it in a book by Mike Murdoch, and it said this: that which you disrespect moves away from you. I couldn't tell you much else about what he has ever said, just that one thing stuck with me. That which you disrespect moves away from you. If you ever cease to be grateful for a person, then distance will invariably show up in that situation. And God doesn't really want our relationships to be disposable. It says he hates divorce. I believe that that's not just only from a marital standpoint. I believe that's from a spiritual standpoint as well. He does not like acrimonious parting of Christian relationships. We're supposed to be redeemed by the blood of the same Savior, going to the same heaven. And, you know, we should, if we're going to spend forever with one another, we ought to be able to get along. But the problem is that a lot of times we focus on negatives and major on minors and minor on majors, and we end up finding it easier to complain than to give thanks or to compliment. Well, I can tell you this: the Spirit of God is powerful enough and knowledgeable enough that he can change that dynamic. Now, I mentioned to you that when you start giving thanks for people, that you generally start with your family. Almost invariably, at church, whenever there is a prayer request for people who are not in a born-again relationship with Jesus, it almost always starts off with unsaved family and loved ones. Because we're emotionally attached to them. We're relationally attached to them. It is a person and a need we are intricately familiar with. And because we think fondly of those people, we don't want them to experience an eternity out of the presence of God. And so we cry out to God. God, save them, because we realize that heaven is just as much a reality as heaven is. Hell's a reality. Heaven's a reality. We don't want them to experience an eternity apart from God. And so we say, God, we need you to move in this situation. But I can tell you that there are a lot more relationships in your life than just those that you are biologically related to. If a family ever converges into a relational black hole where they're just focused on themselves exclusively, Their world is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. And the complaints are going to become bigger and bigger, because the more that we age, the more needy that people are going to become, the less we are going to be able to meet those needs. And it's going to be a source of friction instead of a source of thanksgiving. So how can we change that dynamic? Well, it comes when we make a decision and we say, God, it is your will for me to give thanks for us, not just for family, but for believers. So this week, I pray that you do give thanks for your moms, your grandmothers, your wife, your daughters. Honor those ladies. Give thanks for. Proverbs 31 does not just talk about the Proverbs 31 woman. It talks about that her husband and her children rise up and praise her, and they start talking about all of the wonderful things. There's no indication that Proverbs 31 was written by a woman. It is indicated that it is written about a virtuous, godly woman of valor. The Hebrew word for virtue and valor, they're the same word. And so about Gideon, it's used, he is a mighty man of valor. The Proverbs 31 woman, that she was a woman of virtue. Here's what I want you to know. There are some ladies in your life that God has blessed you with that know how to pray like nobody else knows how to pray that you're aware of. I can't tell you the number of times that I've heard through the years, I'm here because my mother prayed. I'm here because my grandmother prayed. Most of the time it is that that maternal person, whether it's mother or grandmother, that the impact that they made on their family, the thing that they remember, was they really knew how to pray. Give thanks to God for people who are praying for you. I have a father in my life that's still alive, and I thank God for him. And there are wonderful things that you know, he has shared, and you know, there's things over the past 10 plus years that I found out about him I never knew. I've known him my whole life, didn't know. So thank God. One of the ways that you could do this is to also thank God for your boss. You know, if they're a godly boss, you can thank God for that. If they're an ungodly boss, you can thank God that you're being pressed into a deeper and more powerful prayer life because the person that is an authority over you is making you depend upon Jesus more than you ever thought you possibly would at this stage in your life. You can give thanks even for difficult personalities because they're going to compel growth in your spiritual journey. And like I mentioned at an earlier broadcast, give thanks for your pastor. Yeah, it is true that there are some people who have been in the ministry and they've done some things that you wouldn't do. There's people that have done things I wouldn't do. I, you know, not everything that I've done has ever been perfect. But I will tell you that most of the ministers that I have encountered, and there's some I've sat in meetings of people that they have been criticized up one side and down the other. But when you get them in a format where they can just be real, you say, you know what? There's a genuine faith there. There's a genuine compassion for people to be the people of God that God created them to be. So thank God for those people who are spiritual influences in your life. It might not just be the pastor. It might be a Sunday school teacher. It might be a small group leader, might be a worship leader. It might be the person who comes up to you and says, I am determined to help you to become the best Christian that you can be. There's a dear brother in our church, precious saint. And when he first started coming to our church, my daughters were young. They were in school. And my youngest daughter, very outspoken, kind of got a take charge personality, but was not the most conversive person. Very, very matter of fact. When she was in college, she was the stage manager. She was telling people where they were supposed to be, what they were supposed to be doing. She was very good at that, almost considered going into that as a line of work. But was not real conversive with the older generation at the church. Some of them she knew from a long time, and so that was a different story. But this person, he said, I am determined to break through and have a relationship so that she knows that my wife and I want the very best for her spiritually. And he, every chance he got, he had a conversation with her. And it went on day after day, week after week, month after month, to the point that when she graduated high school and we had her graduation party, she said, Dad, would it be okay if I asked him if he would pray over our graduations because he loved me so much. He was such an influence in my life. He refused to let me stay in my shell. Thank God for godly people who want to help us bloom and blossom and be fruitful to the glory of God. Thank God for godly people in your life. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.